We have an official website, and it's systemofadown.com, but we're in the midst of doing some changes and stuff, so it might change. We're not sure yet. Because right now it's the label's version, you know, it's the label controls it and everything. And it's all good, they're doing a good job of it. But we want to do something where it's like, also have one on the side where the band goes there and does everything, you know.
In February 2001, System of a Down returned to the studio to begin work on their follow-up to the smash hit debut album. Once again, they were joined by Rick Rubin in wading through some 30 songs slated for possible inclusion. They aimed to narrow the 30 down to a more manageable 12 or 13. The songs, described by Darren as powerful, intense but more melodic, with vocal harmonies recalling the work of Pink Floyd and Radiohead, covered an intriguing array of themes, including a song about the car K-I-T-T, or Kit, from the 80s television series Knight Rider, and a tribute to pyjamas. Prison, the song so successfully premiered at Smokeout, was rumoured to be a dead cert for inclusion, as was another song about crazed fans. In April, the band launched an online contest for fans to redesign their official logo. They were looking for a logo that didn't just incorporate photos of the band. Original artwork wouldn't be considered either. They were counting on fans to come up with something to improve upon the over-familiar logo of black letters with each word of the band's name on a separate white backing. The competition winner would stand to win a new Ibanez guitar, as used by Darren, signed by all four members. Also in April, Surge announced the creation of a website to help fulfil the creative energies of artists, musicians and writers like himself. His site, www.surgicalstrike.com, featured original work by Los Angeles-based artist Sarko Shahinian, as well as music by artists and friends signed to Surge's Surgical Strike record label. The three groups on the label were Bad Acid Trip, Big Elf and Kittens for Christian. Bad Acid Trip were described by Surge as one of the best undiscovered secrets from Los Angeles' thrash punk scene. Kittens for Christian as a cross between Sonic Youth and Jesus Lizard, and Big Elf as the best progressive classic rock band of this era. Albums by each band were made available through the website. The site also offered fans the opportunity to view samples of Surge's poetry, which had been collected and published by Surge himself as Cool Gardens. The 96-page tome available at bookstores was an anthology of 7 to 8 years of the singer's reflections and meditations on life. The poem's content echoed the spiritual concerns of his band's lyrics, as the lines, "My fears are the shadows behind the edge of dark buildings, the howls in the night," from the poem Salvation exemplified. Some 5,000 copies were run, with the first 500 personally signed by Surge. The poetry couldn't be further from the Fay Winsome Efforts published by the singer Jewel a couple of years previously. The topics varied from politics and humour to spirituality and streams of consciousness, with enough navel-gazing and doom-mongering as you'd expect from the vocalist of a politically aware metal band. Surge explained that he published his poetry so that he could give it to the rest of the band and say, "Here's my book." System of a Down made their first live performance for some time on the American cable television show FarmClub.com, wowing the audience with a blistering double whammy of sugar and spiders. Surge was introduced to Rancid frontman Tim Armstrong by Kerrang! Photo reporter Lisa Johnson, and it transpired that they had a mutual admiration for each other's groups. Surge was forthcoming on the recording of the new album, though admitted that few songs had titles as yet. One new track, called Chicken Stew, honoured the pro basketball commentators Chick Hearn and Stu Lance, who were known to wax lyrical about the LA Lakers team. Surge also revealed that some old riffs left over from his previous band Soil might turn up in a different guise on the album. He confessed that he'd been living a quiet, tranquil, contemplative existence since System finally put their touring on hold. He praised the virtues of being able to go out and eat, visit bookshops and play basketball, adding that his favourite listening of late had been dub reggae and the Kurt Cobain-William Burroughs collaboration, The Priest They Called Him. System of a Down resumed their performance addiction with a couple of sensational shows at WBCN River Rave 2001 and Iowa's inaugural Big Ass BBQ. Boston's annual River Rave took place on May the 26th at the Foxborough Stadium, which featured a revolving main stage and a massive rave tent. Joining System of a Down were Marilyn Manson, Live, The Black Crowes, Eve 6, Everlast, Fatboy Slim, The Cult, Coldplay, Stereophonics, Tantric, Lifehouse, Seven Dust, Stabbing Westward, American Hi-Fi, Liquid Todd and Newfound Glory. System of a Down headlined the Laser 103.3 FM sponsored Big Ass BBQ on May the 27th at Waterworks Park, Des Moines, Iowa, with help from Monster Magnet and Buckcherry, as well as lesser-known acts like Days of the New, Kitty, Scrape, From Zero and Spineshank. All of this was a warm-up for System of a Down's support dates with Metallica, Korn and Kid Rock through the summer in the US. As if that wasn't enough, another member of System of a Down announced a couple of side projects. Darren was responsible for producing a demo for a young Los Angeles band called The Ambulance, and intended to collaborate with Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison on a long gestating musical project. In fact, they'd been talking about doing so ever since they'd first met, and it was strongly rumoured to see the light of day when the two bands joined forces for the Pledge of Allegiance tour of the USA in the autumn, kicking off in Las Vegas on October the 1st.